This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
English scientist Thomas Huxley said, "Science is simply common sense at its best, rigidly accurate in observation and merciless to fallacy and logic." Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. We're going to talk about trust and the saying, "Trust the science." American physicist Brian Greene said, "Science is a way of life. It is a perspective, the process that takes us from confusion to understanding in a manner that is precise, predictive, reliable. A transformation for those lucky enough to experience it, and it is empowering and emotional." That's what real discovery is about. But you know what we don't get these days? We don't get real discovery. We get fake. We get, "Oh, it was started by a bat in a market, a farmer's market in China." That's what we get. We get a government that will lie to us because they have an agenda with their science. If you think that once we mapped the human genome and then we started playing around with DNA, with mRNA technology, if you think that this government and all these governments around the world were going to just sit on and go, "You know what, let's be very careful with this. Let's not get people into trouble. Let's not kill off the population." You do your homework, folks. This isn't conspiracy theory. Alex Jones speaking to you. This is Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255 if you want to chime in. I'm not a kook. I'm telling you, there are people who have sinister motives for everything that they do. They want power and money, and they now have the God particle. They can do things that scientifically we would have never thought was possible 2-3 decades ago. Now it's done with ease. What do you think the next decade is going to bring? A guy, scientist, he made the comment. He goes, if there's anything that will make you believe in God, he goes, take a year studying artificial intelligence. And he wasn't saying it to be flippant. He's saying, when you look at how we are now piecing together mankind with the little bit that we know, I now believe there is a higher power who did it to us. We are at a crossroads here, folks. And they want us to trust the science. That's what Democrats say all the time. I want to play this clip, Sasso clip one. And listen to him talk about why we should do, if there's anything that we shouldn't do, it's don't trust the science. Or the scientist.
Trust the science.
Trust the science.
The superheroes. The scientists.
I'm tired of hearing that.
Trust the science. Trust the science.
Today, fewer Americans say they trust science.
They don't trust science because science is increasingly untrustworthy.
Science writer Andrew Follett has analyzed research for NASA and the Energy Department.
The only group that trusts science right now is Democrats.
I trust the scientists.
Maybe that's because much government science is being misused by politicians. For example, some activists want to limit ocean fishing with something they call the Climate Solutions Act. It calls climate change the greatest threat to American national security and promises equitable solutions to every special group of victims. The administration's deputy director of climate told Congress that the bill will bring
exciting, urgently needed progress on climate change.
Jane Lubchenco cited this paper that made the remarkable claim that closing more of the ocean to fishing can increase catches of fish.
I saw oceans of opportunity.
But oops, the paper was retracted. One scientist called its logic biologically impossible. And it turned out the paper was written by Lubchenco's brother-in-law. But she never told Congress that, or that she edited the paper.
It's an egregious violation.
Her goal is to get the government to spend more on environmental regulation. And the party in power likes that. So they don't care if she just breaks the rules?
They could not care less. Her job, from their perspective, is to generate papers that rationalize and justify the regulations they want to impose.
The White House never punished Lipchenko for her ethics violation. In fact, after her testimony, she was appointed co-head of President Biden's Scientific Integrity Task Force.
We need to have scientific integrity.
Now, the National Academy of Sciences has banned her for her improper conduct. Yet she's still head of scientific integrity for the White House.
Welcome back, folks. You catch all that? She gets her brother-in-law to write a paper. She uses that paper to tout this fictitious, just made up. And when it's peer-reviewed, they go, this is nonsense. And meanwhile, Joe Biden says, hey, disgraced scientists, why don't you head up my department that makes sure that we keep scientific integrity? I mean, you folks, I couldn't make this up if I was making jokes. Unbelievable. This is happening. When you hear them say, scientists prove this about global climate change, scientists prove this about the melting ice caps and whatever else, it is all lies. And I go back to some of the quotes that I talked about on trust. You know, the idea that if you can, the marks are these people that are naive, that want to believe. Those are the ones that are easiest to get to trust you. The trust of the innocent is the liar's most useful tool. And this is where we are in this country, where the government knows that and is not even one bit concerned about the lies it tells you. Go get that vaccine. Go get those boosters. Don't believe the hype. So what? People are dying in record numbers. Oh, we know it doesn't kill kids. Get them boosted anyway. Give them that shot. No, it won't hurt them. But they want to lock the data away for 75 years. Well, amazing that you give your 6-year-old a shot or your 3-year-old a shot. They live to be 67 if they're lucky. Crippled from, you know, blood clots in their veins, can't do sports, what quality of life could you have with the stuff they're giving you? And 75 years later, you find out, oh, geez, it was a government study that did it. They were the reason I had all my problems. Short break, folks. We'll be back. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now,
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Today's bad government science goes well beyond a few bad actors. A lot of what's called science today is just left-wing advocacy.
New fields like fat studies, African studies, Latinx studies, queer studies, these fields are essentially entirely fake.
Fake? Well, some of it's clearly fake because specialists in these fields keep being fooled by people who submit gibberish. This ridiculous paper, Embracing Fatness as Self-Care in the Era of Trump, was accepted by this university's Fat Studies Conference. It was written by this person.
Hello, I am C. Matheson.
The conference invited C. Matheson, who is actually comedian Steven Crowder, to speak via Zoom. Crowder disguised himself as a woman and did.
You may believe wrongly, as many people do, that fat is a threat to your life.
His speech was absurd.
Every scoop of Ben and Jerry's should be seen as an act of resistance.
But attendees gave him rave reviews. What a talk. They praised his presentation of Donald Trump's fat phobia and said this could be part of how we fight rape culture. After the conference, the head of the Journal of Body Weight and Society even asked C. Matheson to review a scientific paper.
sentiment concerned.
Crowder's just the latest person to pull off a hoax like that.
I have now closely considered the revisions of your manuscript, John Park.
These researchers fooled the journal Gender, Place, and Culture with a ludicrous paper on rape culture at dog parks.
And we'll recommend its publication in Gender, Place, and Culture.
In all, 7 so-called scientific journals accepted their ridiculous submissions. Follett blames this perversion of science on the government.
The government wants to generate that kind of nonsense.
Now, the government doesn't want nonsense studies, but its science agencies, like much of America, have been taken over by leftists who want to promote their agenda and themselves. And in science, you promote yourself by getting papers published.
Important papers can advance careers, generate media interest, and secure essential funding.
And government provides most of that funding.
Nobody wants to publish something that goes against what the paymaster says.
You don't get the tenure track position unless you get published. And you don't get published unless...
You don't get published unless the NSF likes your results.
Or the NIH. Or the CDC. That's how bad science gets published.
This paper, well-funded by the National Science Foundation, and said that glacier science is sexist.
Because the majority of glaciological knowledge that we have today stems from knowledge created by men about men.
Our National Science Foundation gave her research team almost $500,000. It's our tax money paying for it. I'm ticked off.
They're giving it out specifically to promote their agenda.
Wrong as this is, I don't think most Americans know or care that people in government now use your money to promote progressive nonsense.
You guys have heard me rant on the so-called experts, and this is why I do it. This is why I tell you to trust yourself more than you trust these clowns that get your money, flout their titles. Oh, I'm Dr. So-and-so, I'm this or that. You should see him in academia. Go to a school board meeting. Oh, Dr. So-and-so. Oh, and you, Dr. So-and-so, Dr. So-and-so, and Dr. So-and-so. Who are you? Kevin Jackson. No doctor here, but probably one of the smartest in the room. Well, I don't say that to them, but they realize it pretty quickly. That's why they refer, doctor this, doctor that. Look at Dr. Jill. She's seen it. I need respect. It gets me respect, that title. Doesn't matter what she's accomplished. So she hasn't accomplished anything. Most of these academics, waste of space. Got their degrees and did their papers from these paper mills. Couldn't write their way out of a paper bag, a wet paper bag. Dr. Martin Luther, Reverend Martin Luther King, sorry. Sorry to demean him like that by calling him doctor. It says, our scientific power has outrun our spiritual power. We have guided missiles and misguided men. He's right. This Florida State University person I've been wanting to talk about, he's a fellow of the American Society of Criminology, Eric Stewart. He's had 6 research studies retracted. And they say, blemishing Florida State's top-ranked criminology department. He said his research focused on race in the criminal justice system, and he abruptly left his post in the wake of years-long allegations of academic fraud. And this academic fraud, folks, is the worst kind. It was meant to divide. And he did it because it was cushy. I mean, can you imagine, you make a couple hundred grand a year, you get a grant that's worth, you know, whatever, $500,000 they give you, so you employ a couple students, probably one you're having an affair with, and it's a cushy job. All you got to do is do what they tell you. Come up with a paper that says this or that. You go to a mill, they write the paper, you publish some issues on some statistics on it, whatever. I played the first Fossil quote. Or in the previous segment. And what was it? A lady that got her brother-in-law to write a paper? And she's Biden's king of ethics in, you know, morality and government funding or whatever. I don't know what her title was. She's a scam artist. All these people, scam artists, academic. Let me tell you, you could get through Harvard easily with a paper mill. You give me a little bit of money, I'll get somebody to write the papers, tell them what they want to hear, get all the accolades, get your degree. You're no smarter than anybody else. Eric Stewart, 6 research papers retracted. He was first accused of falsifying data in 2019 by Professor Justin Pickett of the University of Albany, who co-authored a 2011 study with Stewart. So understand, the guy is saying, wait a minute, Eric Stewart is not following the data. I can't get what I need to validate what he says. He's the guy that's narking on Eric. Now, you could say, well, Kevin, maybe Justin's got a problem with Eric. I don't know. Could be. Here's what it says. The study tested if the public's prejudicial views impacted their desire for harsher sentences for Black and Hispanic Americans. The published findings were that as Black and Hispanic populations grew, so did the public's want for more discriminatory sentences. So in other words, you, the adoring public, are racist, and as the population of Blacks and Hispanics grows, you want to see more of them in prison because you're bloodlust against Black people and brown people. Except they discovered, Pickett did, that was not the case.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The largest settlement yet over e-cigarettes being sold to those underage. Juul Labs has agreed to pay $462 million to 6 states and D.C. to settle vaping lawsuits. It also forces retailers to put vaping products in secure locations and to check IDs. The Consumer Price Index, the Labor Department's top gauge of inflation, rose by 5% from last March to this March, an improvement as February's year-over-year rise was 6%. The EPA wants most cars sold in the USA by 2032 to be all electric. The method to make that goal, further tightening pollution limits on gas and diesel vehicles. The Tampa Bay Rays hope to make Major League Baseball history today when they go for their 12th straight win to start the season. They're now tied with the 1981 Oakland A's with 11. The Rays host the Red Sox later today. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, you're not gonna get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
These vaccines are highly, highly effective.
Vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick.
They're really, really good against variants.
Everyone who takes the vaccine is not just protecting themselves, but reducing their transmission to other people and allowing society to get back to normal.
Get your first shot, and when you're due for your second, get your second shot.
Our key goal is to stop the transmission, to get the immunity levels up so that you get almost no infection going on whatsoever.
When people are vaccinated, they can feel safe that they are not going to get infected.
If you're vaccinated, you're not going to be hospitalized, you're not going to be in an ICU unit, and you're not going to die.
If you are fully vaccinated, you no longer need to wear a mask.
Anyone who is fully vaccinated can participate in indoor and outdoor activities, large or small, without wearing a mask or physical distancing.
But what they can't do anymore is prevent transmission.
You know, we didn't have vaccines that block transmission. We got vaccines that help you with your health, but they only slightly reduce transmissions. We need a new way of doing the vaccine.
The level of virus in the nasopharynx of a person who's vaccinated and infected is the same level as the level of virus in the nasopharynx of an unvaccinated person.
Reports from our international colleagues, including Israel, suggest increased risk of severe disease amongst those vaccinated early.
And if you look at Israel, which has always been a month to a month and a half ahead of us, they are seeing a waning of immunity, not only against infection, but against hospitalizations and to some extent death. The booster might actually be an essential part of the primary regimen that people should have.
The plan is for every adult to get a booster.
Ah, the lies of COVID. Yeah, you get the shot, if you're immune, you can go do whatever you want, you're not going to be a contagious, blah, 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 blah. It was all scientific, I tell you what. You trust the science. You trust anything you heard about COVID, please, I would love for those people, those naysayers telling me I was spreading misinformation to call me back, send me a note, and say, Kevin, I still stand by what I said. Don't be babies. Come on, you can do it. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Look, I'm not trying to gloat about it. I don't need to. It is what it is. I was right. I knew I was right. I'm not going to come on here and say something that isn't, I mean, it's been baked, okay? Where my opinion is, I'll tell you, and this was all my opinion, but it was based on scientific evidence called common sense. So we're talking about this guy, Eric Stewart, from Florida State University who lied about the criminal justice system and the reporting, and it didn't, his data didn't back it up. Here's what they write. In the original data, no relationship was found between growing minority populations and demands for increased sentences. If anything, Pickett, who went against Stewart, his own co-author of many other things that he's in, he says it was quite the opposite. Pickett found that their sample size somehow had increased from 500 to 1,000 respondents. The county's poll had decreased from 326 to 91, and the data was altered to the point of mathematical impossibility. That's what he found. This guy lied. So he brings this altered research to Stewart's attention, and he was stalled. Stewart then got supported by his other co-authors, who refused to give Pickett a copy of the original data for over 4 months. They started jumping to conclusions without giving Stewart time to explain himself, and he essentially said it was unfair. So he said, they write, this study, along with four more written by Stewart, ranging from 2006 to 2015, were retracted amidst the debate. So understand, while this is all going on, and this guy Pickett, Justin Pickett, says, look, Eric Stewart, this is not jiving. This isn't making any sense. Other stuff I've seen doesn't correlate with what you're saying. They retract four other papers. FSU, finally, Florida State, said we're going to have an inquiry, small-scale inquiry. They formed a three-person committee, and they were going to decide if they needed to do a further investigation. Well, get this. Two of the three people on this inquiry committee co-authored studies with Stewart, directly contradicting Florida State University's conflict of interest policy, which makes complete sense. Why would you put two people who are his peers with whom he has co-written papers, and they're going to come, yeah, he's a liar. We knew it all along. This is so, really? The fox guarding the hen house. The inquiry team, they write, made no effort to sequester Stewart's original data or interview those who had filed the allegations. They further ignored steps in the inquiry proceedings. Unbelievable. During the process, Stewart told school administrators, you're going to love this part, I know this is going to be surprising what I say next. Stewart told administrators that Pickett's claims, quote, essentially lynched me and my academic character, taking on greater weight considering that five out of his six retracted studies are race-related and Stewart himself is... Anybody want to guess his ethnicity? Come on, let's play. Anybody think he's white, Asian, Pacific Islander, Native American? Well, if you guess black, you'd be right. Yeah, notice his choice of words. He essentially lynched me and my academic character. I want you to understand, folks, let's just get into leftist speech. He was not lynched. And he doesn't have any academic character. You get it? He told you exactly who he was. He wasn't lynched. He was properly targeted. And as for his academic character, he doesn't possess any. He's a liar. He was paid to do a job. You know what? He might not have even been paid to do it. He just saw it as a way to get promoted. Say what you want them to hear. And that's what Stossel's talking about. He's saying, this has nothing to do with science. Really? Trust the science? What science? He said, they came back, they found no evidence for fraud, and they did not move on with the investigation. Yeah. By the way, speaking of fraud, I played did we play the montage of all the... Yeah, we did. We started out with it. All the COVID stuff. Here's one more that targeted black folks. Check this one out.
Why is it important for the African-American community to trust the science and get the vaccine?
I think it's important because as a community, we already have so many additional health issues and comorbidities that affect our lifestyles and our areas, our families. With the vaccine, it gives us an opportunity to not just take care of ourselves, but to realize it's not all about us. It's about our neighbors and our friends and our family and our coworkers.
You know what I find interesting about that commercial? First of all, they lead off with trust the science. They want people that have been through the Negro Project, the Tuskegee experiment, et cetera, to trust the science. They want us to trust the government that enslaved us and then oppressed us for decades. And they claim still does, but trust the science. They want us to collectively do it. Why? Because it's for the greater good. But, you know, when it's about policing, is that for the greater good? When you say defund the police, no, they don't want you to trust the science then. In fact, they manipulate the science. Hey, black people getting beat up in record numbers, man. It's an epidemic out there killing Negroes. I mean, I tell you what. Trust the science. And this is for the greater good. What did he say? It essentially was, it's for the greater good. There is nothing black folks do that they will tell you, look, this could hurt white people too. You better, please help us. Please, black people, help us. This could hurt some white folks. And black people, oh, it could hurt some white folks? Oh, well then, please, Negro, please, let's do this. Let's do this. They never invoke that. Except with COVID. The old Wu flu. They scare them Negroes to the point where they even want to help white people. Look, we could all be super spreaders. You don't want to, you know, you better get vaccinated. Because I tell you what, if a white guy were to come into the neighborhood, well, there goes the neighborhood. How about that for a twist of irony, huh? There goes the neighborhood. Returning to Eric Stewart, here's what I can promise you about academia. He's not the only fraud.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I was thinking about that COVID commercial I played targeting blacks that said, trust the science. They literally targeted black people. They didn't just put it out there with two black actors saying, trust the science, and saying, and giving us statistics about blacks and COVID, which would have just been lies. Let me put it another way. White folks, did they put out a commercial just for y'all? I don't think they did. I don't think they're saying, listen, white people, we've got to remember, we must stick together in this battle against COVID. Do we have I don't want to play it again because we don't have a lot of time in the segment anyway, but really? Hey, Latinos, listen up. Let me tell you something about this COVID, man. You better get your vaccination because you don't know what's going to happen to you, man. I mean, that's... I can't... I think we're the only target group. Now, when I say that, they might put some Hispanic-sounding music in a commercial or something like that, but I'm saying targeted black people. We are speaking to you black people. That's what that commercial was. If you want to figure out what I'm talking about, go back to the previous segment because that's where we played it. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255, talking about a guy named Eric Stewart who lied on his data about the criminology. He wanted us to believe that Americans were getting more and more sick of black people and Latinos and that we wanted to see them prosecuted heavier when they did get caught in some stuff. And when his buddy calls him out and says, you know what, I'm not seeing that as part of my study, then this guy Stewart turns on his buddy and tries to make him out to be a pariah. And it was a lie. Guy's name was Justin Pickett, his buddy. And Pickett figured him out. He said, your data doesn't jive. And he asked him, he's like, look, let's figure this out because I don't want my name on a piece of work that's not true. And I was telling one of my friends, I had forgotten how the university system works. Because I have friends that they just love academia. But I get it. Academia was supposed to be the place where truly higher learning was done. The best thinkers should go to university. Now it's for everybody. I will tell you this. The top universities are not for everybody. They're for the top thinkers. And look at what's happened here with this guy. What school did he go to? I forget the school. But whatever school he's going to, it's a ruse. Now, the University of Albany, I know the guy there is the one who outed him. But this guy's getting paid Florida State. This guy's getting paid $190,000 a year, and he's faking his way through. Oh, there's a lot more money to be made. School is academia is a ruse. I get it. I get that there are truly good university research institutions is what they call them. And when they're doing work through the way you should, through the scientific methodology, there's no place better. These people are amazing thinkers. It's the Oxfords and the Cambridges of the world. And that's what we have. It's the Sorbonne of France. Every country has one of those schools where they put their best minds and they want them in there doing stuff. And this is what we get. 2020 arrives. A new allegation over a sixth retracted work by this guy, Eric Stewart. This is now his sixth retracted work. And Pickett calls him out and he's his buddy. Pickett's not trying to go. There's no vendetta. He's just saying, look, if this is going to have my name on it, be associated with it in any way, I want to make sure we can do it right. They wouldn't give him the data. They did a fake BS inquiry and then let it go. But in 2020, a sixth piece of work appeared, reached university, reinitiated an inquiry and a resulting investigation. And this time, they figured it out. So Stewart's 16-year Florida State University career appears to have ended because abruptly in March of this year, he has not been seen. His sudden and unexplained replacement may indicate the looming end of the investigation, A. Wright, with enough evidence of fraud to justify termination. Too much incentive to fake the data. That's what Professor Pickett said. He didn't want to talk about all the intricacies of the investigation, but he said that there's a lot of pressure for professors, and they use this term a lot, publish or perish. They're always having to write something. They have to gin up media. They have to figure out a way to get the university into the system. And can you imagine what that was when, you know, before social media and you could have something catch fire and go, quote, viral. And now these guys struggle to get anybody to read their work. It's gimmicky now. It's like martial arts. The studios in the old days, man, you had to, you know, they were on every corner. They would, you walked off the beaten path. You got there, it was dusty, dirty. You know, then they put you to work. Clean those mats, do this, blah, blah, blah. You know, you're like, oh, wow, I sure wish when I was a black belt I could kick your butt. But you did it. And you had to have a clean dojo. And you took pride in it over time. And when you got good, you still were okay with cleaning it. I don't even know why I was telling that story. Too much money involved. Oh, I know. I was just talking about how easy it's become to just, you know, phone it in. Now there's a martial arts studio in every corner ready to take your money. They don't just give you the belts, white, orange or yellow, green, blue, brown or purple, then black. Nope, that's too simple. So now they got stripes on a white belt. If you're a white belt, you're a white belt. When you're ready to test for orange or yellow, whatever color your system uses, test for it. But don't, you know, I put a stripe on it. You're a white belt first stripe. What's that mean? You're a green belt second stripe. You're either you're a green, I get it. Well, Kevin, certain people are different levels of, hey, thanks for the explanation there, doofus. I don't need it. Green belt means you've reached a level of proficiency, and that's it. It doesn't mean you're all the same. One of my friends was a blue belt for, how long was Willie a blue belt? 4 years? Nobody's a blue belt for 4 years. You know, he would have been a blue belt for 6 or 7 years. You know what Willie liked doing? He liked people underestimating him when they saw his blue belt. The dude was as bad as any of the black belts in the class, with a few exceptions. But Willie would fool these guys. Oh, we joke. Well, I tell you what, before you move around with us, why don't you go get with Willie there? He's a blue belt. Oh, well, I'd really want to fight somebody tougher. I tell you what, if you can get past our blue belt, we'll be happy to move around with you. We did that to many guests that came to the dojo. And Willie would whoop that head because he wasn't a blue belt. He was a black belt hiding out in a blue belt's clothing. You know what I mean? Anyway, moving on. Though Professor, he says that there's a huge amount of money, this Professor Pickett, an incentive to falsify data. There's no accountability. He says if you do this, the probability of getting caught is so low. He says when you co-author, usually your co-author are friends and they're unlikely to challenge a colleague's fraud. If it is reported, the university will rarely act. He highlighted Duke University's recent fraud scandal in which they paid upwards of $100 million for a large-scale cover-up. It's unbelievable what they're willing to do. It is a system within another system. Let me tell you, folks. We're going after these folks. This is the worst of corruption because they just keep with these incestuous things. Here's my paper. Okay, you review mine, I review yours. Okay, you do two of mine, I do three of yours, and we'll catch up next time, okay? We'll spew. They're playing with our money. They're not solving any. Climate change is the biggest existential global man. That's what my friends say. Oh, that's 50 other people said it. You know what? 51 people said Hunter Biden's notebook was Russian disinformation. Former intelligence officers. What's happened to them? Jim Jordan. What are you going to do, buddy? Is this thing on? They're all liars. Nothing that they tell you is true. It's a study done by somebody that they know who said, what do you need this to be, Bill? Okay, Congressman, what do you need? Senator, what do you need? Judge, what do you need? Here you go. They don't care about you. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for them. They're the bad boys. Too much incentive to fake data and too little oversight. And that's what Professor Pinkett said with his own mouth.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.